Welcome to the Equip Podcast. Here you'll find conversations from people of all different walks of life, sharing their experiences, the things the Lord has taught them, and things to equip you. Equip is based on Ephesians 4, 11 through 13 that talks about equipping God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. That is our goal here, to build you up and equip you through seasons of ups and downs in life. Welcome back to the Equip Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Gibson, and today I'm joined by Edith Clifton and Debbie Stewart. Now, there are many things I could say about these women, but the important thing for you to know today is that they are both grandmothers. Debbie has 5 grandkids and Edith has 12. These ladies both put on camps for their grandkids, and I've asked them here to share what that looks like. So welcome, ladies. Will you say your name into the mic so that listeners can learn whose voice belongs to who?
Well, I'm Debbie Stewart, and I sound like Reba, so yes, easy. And I'm Edith Clifton.
Oh, that's perfect. Well, this episode has a special place in my heart because growing up, my grandmother did her own camp with us, and she is now Jesus, but I am very excited to kind of get to hear how y'all do it, share a little bit how it was done for me growing up, and it's just, I'm a big fan of these. So as we begin, will you take turns sharing how long you've been doing grandma camp and what you call it?
Edith, go ahead.
Okay. We call ours Camp Clifton, and we started in 2018. Okay. So this year will be our 7th year.
Nice.
And we started in 2019, and so mine is called Doty Camp. That's my grandmother name. Now, my husband is a very big part of that, but Doty Camp seemed to work. And I think I'm going to add a little new thing this year because I have 3 little boys, and then I have a little girl. So I think we're going to do Doty Camp Dudes and Doty Camp Darling, because the dudes like to do different things and the darling like. So that may be coming this summer. We'll
good
see.
Idea. And she's just getting her own special.
She is her own special day.
Well, how did each of your camps come to be?
Well, ours started because my mom died when my son was 5 weeks old. And the minute that I got engaged, my mom was so excited about grandkids and the investment that she wanted to make, because my mother was our first generation Christian. And she wanted to invest by her own, these are her own words, I want to invest in my grandkids. I want to serve my kids by helping their family. I want to be here. I want to show up. I want to be a big part of their lives. And she made all of those plans. And then I was so moved by that and so encouraged by that and inspired by that. And that became a legacy. And I thought, that's what I want to do. I want to invest. I want to speak into. I want to champion. And also want to serve my kids by doing that.
Edith, what about you?
Well, I was looking online for ideas for making memories with the grandchildren and how to get the cousins to become friends with each other. Mm-hmm. And I came across grandparent camps. I'd never heard of those. But the more I looked at it, the more I thought, oh, this is something we can do. Most of them were in the country, which sounded great. They could fish. Mm-hmm. They could do country type things. We're in the city, so we were going to have to adapt. And I mentioned it to my husband. He thought it was a great idea. So we started with a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and 3 3-year-olds.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I've heard it called Cousins Camp.
Cousin Camp.
It's also called that, and it's something that you can instill. I think the tradition of it also just goes a long way, and the kids are loving it so much. It's that tradition that you create. And Taylor, you were part of that growing up too.
I don't remember when it started or how long we did it, but I remember every year. So my grandmother that did it was a school teacher, and we all had different we called it Camp Linda, which was her first name. And we all had different names for her because she wasn't technically my grandmother. She was my dad's aunt. So we called her Aunt Linda. Some other cousins called her Grandma and Grandpa. And then some other cousins used Oma and Opa because they were German. And so we all had different names. So she just called the camp by her first name. And she would do different themes. And so she did like penguins 1 year. She did like cowboys and Indians 1 year. I mean, all kinds of different themes. And they were educational. And she would make t-shirts or let us make t-shirts, and they lived in Arlington. So there were lots of Fort Worth museums, zoos, planetariums, all the things. So yeah, it was a fun time.
We do the same with the theme. Do you do that, Edith?
Yes, we do a theme.
What are some things that you have had?
Well, we've done hidden things. We talked about tree roots and plant roots.
That's
and
a great idea.
Hiding God's word in our hearts.
I love that.
And then glow in the dark.
Ooh.
The power of words. And we talked about a ship's rudder and fire and the bit in a horse's mouth. And last year we considered the ant.
That's good.
What are y'all's
We started with the one called Be Brave, mm-hmm. is what ours was, the first one. Grow in the Lord is another one. Shine, Don't Whine, mm-hmm. we had that one. Helping Others, Always Do What's Right was last year. And as my boys are getting older, they are loving certain things. So they were into Star Wars and still are. So last year was Always Do What's Right, and it had a Star Wars wing. You know, we brought that in. And I think this year, I think it's going to be Lego of the bad stuff, and it's going to be a Lego thing. I think that's what I'm going with. Right. I haven't decided yet.
I love it. So do y'all have an age requirement, or is it just any grandkid?
We have as any grandkid. My kids went on a cruise at one point, and Gunner was 2, and I consider that his first Dodie camp. I read to him. I spoke scripture over him. Mm-hmm. We held God's word. That was one of the first ones we did, as I gave all the kids a kid's Bible. And the whole thing that particular time was, this is the Bible. It's God's word, and it's true. Mm-hmm. This is the Bible. We said that over and over. We wrote it on a balloon and released it. We wrote it on chalk. We had it on a bracelet. This is God's word. Mm-hmm. This is the Bible. It's God's word, and it's true. Mm-hmm. I think the funny story about that, probably the reason I started with that, when Haley was about 4, at one point she was doing something and she shouldn't be doing it. I said, Haley, the Bible says children obey your parents. She looked at me and she said, no, it does not. I said, yes, it does. Number one, you don't know. And, yes, it does. But she was just so calm. No, it does not. Yes, it did. So I want them to know this is what the Bible says. And then as they're growing older, some of the things that I do regularly throughout with them, just in conversations, I'll sit them down and say, listen, I need to tell y'all something. I was reading the Bible and I found out that, and so this happened a couple of Saturdays ago. I said, y'all sit down and tell you something. So I was reading the Bible and I found out that God's word says that even when bad things are happening, you need to say good things. Mm-hmm. This is out of Psalm chapter 39, that even when you're hurting, you should still say good things. You shouldn't say hurting things. And when you're having a bad time, doesn't mean you say bad things. Mm-hmm. And so that's right out of 39, where your words get hot within you. And we talked to them. Mm-hmm. And so just a conversation. It's not a sit down. My grandkids are PKs, Haley and Chris. Chris is a pastor. So I have to be careful that they don't feel like they're in church. They're in church a lot.
Yeah.
And so we live on the lake, so we have a lot of lake lessons and out on the boathouse and different environments, mm-hmm. so they don't feel like, oh, I'm sitting in a lesson here, because mm-hmm. they do that a lot.
Edith, what about y'all? Do y'all do an age requirement?
3 has been the age requirement. Now, we have 9 coming. So I'm thinking that the last 3 are going to need to be 4, or pretty close to 4. So
yeah, they need to, hands full.
Yeah, they need to be potty trained, mm-hmm. sleeping in their own beds all night. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have a few developmental requirements,
yeah.
which their parents are happy to work on.
Mm-hmm. So they can come.
Yes. Some motivation. So do y'all let your kids and their parents be part of it, or are you like, get out?
No parents.
No parents.
All kids.
Do y'all do overnight then?
Yes.
We do too.
Okay, and how long is the camp?
For us, Wednesday afternoon to Sunday after lunch.
Okay. And ours is Thursday through Saturday.
Okay. Okay. How did y'all come up with these?
Really out of the scripture. This is how the Lord revealed it to me. It's in Psalm 78, verse 4 through 8. And the Bible says this, we will not hide the truths from our children, and we will teach them to the next generation. We will teach them about the glorious deeds of the Lord and about his power and about his mighty works. The next verse says, he commanded our ancestors to teach his truths to the children that they might know him, even the children yet unborn. So they will in turn teach their own children. And then this was my favorite, the big part for me. So each generation should set its hope anew on the Lord and not forgetting God's glorious miracles and obeying his commands. So each generation can set its heart anew. So for example, one of the things that I do is every year I ask the Lord for a word for the year. And once the Lord gives me that, I take a little walk of commitment, and I'll usually get a rock and I will write that word on one side of the rock and I'll write the date on the other side. And so I keep them in a little basket. And Clark is really the only one. He's the oldest one that gets this, but we have a conversation about it. He loves going to that basket and getting those rocks. He'll pull one out and he'll ask me about it. What was this about, Dodie? And one year he pulled one out and the word courage was on there, and his mom and dad happened to be there that weekend. He said, Dodie, tell me about this one. Why was this your word? And I told him what happened that year. And he was so intrigued. I mean, he got tears in his eyes. He took the rock and he went over to where his mother was in the living room, laying on the couch. And he showed her the rock and he said, "Mom, did you know about this?" And she said, "Well, yeah, honey, that happened in our family. And we all know about that." And then Clark asked me, "Can I just keep this rock for a little while in my pocket?" And I said, "Yeah." And all day we talked about what happened. It was a glorious deed that the Lord had done. It was a hard thing that our family went through. But to try to point him to the glorious deeds and the miracles that happened that year in our family.
That's good. Walk us through, what does a typical day at camp look like? Edith, you want to start?
Each one is going to be different based on what we're going to do that day. Mm-hmm. We also have gone to the planetarium. We have a zoo day where we take a picnic, and we'll have a craft, just one, but a craft mm-hmm. to do during the week. We swim every day. So typically we start... of course, with breakfast. And at the meals, I have a sack that has jokes, dad jokes in it.
Yes.
And so last year, the oldest grandson pulled out a joke and they're just silly. And then we have a sack that has table topics, questions. And it'll say something like, what are two things that your friends would say you're good at? Mm-hmm. And then we talk about it. And so it gives us focus on each other and healthy conversation at the table. We also work on manners mm-hmm. at the table. And we have, it's supposed to be fun. Sometimes it's upsetting to somebody, but pictures of pigs, who's pigging out? And they're in a jar. Mm-hmm. And if you're, having bad manners, you get a pig mm-hmm. on a stick. It's mm-hmm. on a popsicle stick. And we all laugh and move on. Mm-hmm. So typical day, if we're not taking a field trip somewhere, is we'll do a little Bible lesson. We sing our camp song, which is Joshua 1:9. We'll have a Bible story. Guylin and I act out bad manners and good manners. And then the kids get a turn uh-huh. to act out. So ahead of time, I ask the parents, what are some things you're working on? Oh. And we mm-hmm. come up with a bad manners skit to go with it. And then we do a lot of free play, mm-hmm. a lot of mm-hmm. outside. We eat outside a lot. And swimming is usually the last thing mm-hmm. Before putting on jammies and mm-hmm. getting quiet.
Mm-hmm. How old is your oldest at camp?
13.
13. Okay.
And he still... He
is a junior counselor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's the junior counselor. That's adorable.
Is it Reed?
Reed, yes.
I love that. Ours is very similar. And so when they come in, everything is decorated that says Doty yes. Camp. So in the beginning of the street that they come down, mm-hmm. there's a big sign, Doty Camp 2024. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Doty Camp. There are streamers on the door. There's mm-hmm. a sign on the door. There's stuff on the window. There's balloons everywhere.
We have a flag.
A flag. We do a flag. Mm-hmm. We'll do a secret handshake sometimes around whatever scripture it is, or maybe a secret dance and that mm-hmm. we only know that. And we do a lot of outside things mm-hmm. as well. We spend time together mm-hmm. and we talk. Now for meals, they all get to choose. So Friday night, they draw out of a hat. And so you get to choose what you want. Skeeter will cook you anything you want, or we'll go get something. We usually have a cookie cake and it has different components on that cookie cake that we want to reinforce whatever the principle is. So we have a shirt. We usually do a bracelet of some kind, let them make some of those mm-hmm. things. We also try to incorporate helping someone. What would it look like for us to be helpful, to be mm-hmm. used by God, to tell others about Christ or to share something that we have? And whatever the message or whatever the theme, that we reinforce it in every way that we can.
Yes, we do.
Now, they love we have a bathtub with jets, and they love that. So that everyone gets by themselves in the big jet bathtub. And that's quite the mess to clean up. But
we try to avoid baths.
They love it.
That's why you go to the pool.
Swimming.
Matter of fact, Luke and Haley told me yesterday, they were talking about going to a certain place, and it was a little resort on a golf course. It had a golf course. It has has slides, water slides and all of that. And he said, "Well, I'd still rather go to Doty. She has a jet tub." And so, she has the jet tub.
It's a cool place to be. I remember growing up, we would have t-shirts too for ours. And there were a few years she let us decorate them. Like, mm-hmm, she would get like stamps or things. And I look back at those pictures and I'm like, my goodness gracious, this is something.
And we talk about uniqueness every time. One of the things they love is I have a big jar of old marbles that are all different, and I have a big box of old buttons. Mm-hmm. So we will pull those out and talk about the uniqueness, how it looks different, how it can be used different in different ways, and how God has made us all different. We're all very unique. You might think this one is very pretty, and you might not like this one, but you might, and God makes us that way. So that I'm really working, let's don't compare, you mm-hmm. know, that Facebook, I know as they're growing up, and very soon we'll be introduced to that through various ways. So they like the uniqueness. And so that's the only time we pull that out is during Dodie Camp. So they really look forward to that.
Well, and that's another thing I think to mention even here. Yes, you want to teach these children not comparing, but we compare ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I think as women, we do this. I don't know if we ever reach a point when it stops. If it does, y'all let me know. But like, I think it's so cool to hear different perspectives on this. Like you said, Edith, y'all do one craft. We did probably 17 crafts a day. I mean, and she would give us a binder and we would put all of our crafts in the craft binder. And so each year we had a different binder with that theme. And so I think that's one thing to encourage those listening. If you're thinking about starting a grandma camp, or if you're going to send this to your mom or mother-in-law and beg them to start a mother-in-law camp or a grandma camp, to remember it's going to look different for everyone.
That's right.
And it's mm-hmm. also going to have to grow and change as kids mm-hmm. grow and change and the needs change. Mm-hmm. We had mostly girls at ours. Mm-hmm. And so we just kind of made the boys deal with all the crafts we were doing. Mm-hmm. So it's just cool to see
that. And don't make it harder than it is. Mm-hmm. I will usually just Google crafts for a certain age group, and tons of things come up. So ours have a little notebook that I just staple, and it's made out of construction paper. You mm-hmm. staple it together, and each page has a certain activity or thing that they do. There's a way that they can earn money, and we talk about tithe and working mm-hmm. and chores and things like that. They can earn money, and then we do a little treasure hunt where they can go find certain things, and what they don't realize is I have gone before them. Like when we do Dodie Adventures, we'll go out into the woods, and I put things there like the day before. Mm-hmm. So they'll come back with, last year we came back with a turtle that had been bleached. It was a white turtle shell, very unique, and a feather and some Mardi Gras beads and the Boy Scout badge. They found all of those mm-hmm. things out in Dodie Camp. What they didn't realize is I had gone before them the day before and planted all of those things, you know. And then we make the message that the Lord goes before us mm-hmm. and he makes a way and he has treasures for us along the way. We have to be looking to find what the Lord has for us. And so now we have this big box of collections of all the things they find on Dodie Adventure. Yeah.
Well, and you can even add to like a food element. I remember we studied penguins one year and one of them was the macaroni penguin. So we had macaroni for lunch mm-hmm. or we talked about cowboys and the Wild West and all of that. And so I think we had like beans and sausage or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can make these fun recipes in Pinterest, Google. Mm-hmm. There's so many ideas. I mean, you have to play to your strengths for this.
That's true.
Especially if you're running 9 kids or whatever.
That's right. Listen,
and we have people that go to our church who are very talented and mm-hmm. are happy for, we had one church member have us over to his wood shop. And he had made little wooden, I guess they were vases, but anyway, little objects. And I had asked him, we were going to be talking about being individuals. God made us for certain tasks that he mm-hmm. chose for mm-hmm. us before we were born. And I'd asked him, while they were there, I said, now, how do you decide what you want to make? And he said, well, I kind of have something in mind when I start, and then I might change. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he taught a story. He taught that's a Bible cool. lesson. Oh, so cool. That's somebody that goes to our church. Last year, a friend who's a percussionist showed us all of his noisemakers, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, I love that. And using your resources and your friends, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. you can trade off for each other to do mm-hmm. some more things.
Sure.
That's cool. Well, what is your favorite thing about hosting Grandma Camp?
I think mine is just being intentional about the time that we spend with them, and we get to know each individual. And in the evening time, we'll take one, you know, and John Mark might take Sammy, or I might take Luke or whatever, and they have some one-on-one time. Mm. And that's what I love about it, is that they love it so much, and they love spending time with us. And that's what That's what I love. They pay attention to what we're doing. They are engaged in what we are doing. They never want it to end, and we always are ready for it to end by that point. Right. They always want to stay, and they want to, when's the next one? They want more than one a year, and that's what I want them to keep wanting those things. Yes. So ours will be this summer. We're working on details. So if you have any great ideas, be sure to let me know.
Yeah, I'd like yours too. I love the same things. Mm-hmm. They talk about it all year. What are we going to do, mm-hmm. Cousin Camp, and what color are our T-shirts going to be?
And the surprise element, yes. You know, they don't know. Mm-hmm. We don't tell it all to begin with.
And I feel like we're building a relationship with them where they can trust us. There may be times in their lives that they'd rather not talk to their parents. Mm-hmm. They'd come and talk to us. We had a little conflict last year, and I'm telling on them now, I guess, because little conflict, I don't even remember what it was. But we settled it, and then one of them said, Nina, that's my name. Mm-hmm. Nina, are you going to tell our parents? And I said, what happens at Cousin Camp stays at Cousin Camp. Mm.
I love that. I'm glad you brought that up because that's what happened with Jared and his Mimi. Mm. And when Jared entered into a very difficult time and he struggled with addiction, mm-hmm. he told his Mimi a lot more than mm-hmm. he told his mom and dad. Mm-hmm. And then she had to decide what part of this cannot, but a lot of that, he was able to trust her mm-hmm. with. Mm-hmm. And to this day, Mimi talks about a lot of things. They talk about sex. They talk about relationships. They talk about things that they do not talk to parents mm-hmm. about. And that's important to build mm-hmm. that trust that they have with the next generation. I love that.
Well, and I love seeing being on this side of things and being pregnant with my first, like seeing how there's the multi-generational aspect mm-hmm. that we see modeled in scripture that a lot of times in our culture today, it's, oh, well, you go over here. There's not as much relationship. It's very boundaries focused, which I'm not saying you shouldn't have boundaries. Boundaries mm-hmm. are so important. But to have the opportunity to have a grandparent that wants to invest in your children, that is huge. Mm-hmm. And so being able to lean on that and just the special bond between the grandparents and the kids, that's really sweet mm-hmm. to hear.
It was. When John Mark went through his heart transplant, they wrote him cards. I mean, they were just mm-hmm. so concerned and wanted to try to understand what all this about. So it was just great, even difficult times become mm-hmm. great teachable moments that mm-hmm. they lean in and they listen and they want to learn. Mm-hmm. And that's going to help them, you know, you flip all that to the spiritual side. That's going to help them trust the Lord. We had to learn to wait on the Lord. We talked a lot about we are waiting on the Lord mm-hmm. and to try to model that. I want to try to model that. And in the same way, we feel like we want to serve our kids. It's mm-hmm. our opportunity to try to invest in their lives and give them opportunity for a few days off or a weekend away or a marriage conference mm-hmm. or a place to go.
Yeah. I think they respond. They watch us to see how we respond when life is challenging.
That's very true.
And they follow that example.
And if you're okay, they're okay.
That's right.
And if you're going nuts mm-hmm. about it and mm-hmm. questioning and fearful, mm-hmm. they'll react in that same way. I found that to be true mm-hmm. as well.
That's good. Well, thank you both for sharing your insight and just some of the things you do. I think this is just such a fun conversation. I've been wanting to do this episode for a while now, and I'm glad that we're finally able to do that.
Oh, and let me also add regarding that, today in Women's Bible Study, we had two speakers, Lee Evans and Kurt Fayless, came in and talked about best practices for preschool to preteen and preteen to teenagers. And so we'll make a link in the show notes about that. And it just helps parents, and it helped me so much as a grandparent, even mm-hmm. though my oldest is 8, I made tons of notes, and there's several things that I'm going to begin to instill that I had not thought about that was brought to my attention today through that message.
Yeah, so I'll put that link
in
the show.
We'll add that for you as well.
Great. Well, as we close out the episode, we have two questions we ask every guest. What is something you're learning and what is something you're loving?
Well, I am learning to grow things in a greenhouse. So my husband bought me a greenhouse last year, and I've been looking forward to the spring. And I have started, and I'm very proud of some squash and tomato plants and some cucumbers, things that I'm learning to grow in a greenhouse before we put them in the ground. And the whole process of that is such a spiritual process. So stay tuned. There's going to be lessons from the greenhouse coming soon. I've learned some lessons, things to do and not to do, and why certain conditions are needed mm-hmm. for growth.
Well, I'm learning how to pray. Mm-hmm. I've been studying John 17 last mm-hmm. week, where Jesus prayed for himself and for his disciples and for us. And there's so many parenting and grandparenting lessons in the word. He prayed, I have given them your word. I guarded them, which is what we do for our children. Then he prayed, keep them from the evil one, sanctify them in the truth. And these are such good patterns, such good words that we can pray for our children.
That's good. And what are you loving?
I am loving springtime. I'm loving all the blooms except for the allergy problems.
I've noticed the yellow pollen. It started.
Yeah.
I love springtime as well. And I love that we have a little bluebird house and a little bluebird has landed in our house. So we're going to get to watch that. So that'll be a part of Dodie Camp, that whole thing. And I saw online as I Googled that they do a fast pace, like I think it's 31 days or 36 days from the time that they start nesting till they have babies and they fly off. And it shows up. So that'll be a big learning experience that we'll have, and the bluebird will be there. So
and hummingbirds are on their way.
They are coming soon.
Oh, it's so fun. And y'all just see things with a different eye because you're thinking about how you're going to tell your grandkids about it. I love it. Well, thank you both so much for being here. I really appreciate it.
Fun day. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Equip Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to be the first to know when a new episode drops. And follow us on social media to stay connected. We're at GABC_women. See you next time.